Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, Zero, and Amy Kay in the Y94 Morning Playhouse, and Celebrity Sizzler yet this hour, 8:50 this morning. Your next chance to pick your person, if you've yet to sign up, you can do so online at Y94.com, or simply text PURSE to 35270 as we enter something we do on Wednesdays. Just get anything off your chest that's, you know, maybe you feel a little bit guilty about, maybe feel a little bit weird about it. We call it Confession Wednesday, an opportunity if you have a dirty little secret or something you feel just a little iffy about, you can let that out now at 237. It's text the Playhouse 35270. And I ask this suspecting that there's probably something you're feeling a little bit guilty about, Amy. What's your confession today?
Is there something that you think you know? Because now I'm feeling bad, but I was going to confess. Well, I have two. I have a doctor's appointment. It's today. I have been waiting over a month. Longer than a month. I've been waiting since August 6th to get into this doctor's appointment. And now today's the day I can finally get in, get some test results. I kind of want to cancel and say something at work came up and I just want to go home and take a nap later. I don't want to go to the doctor's appointment.
Because you're scared of what they're going to say or you just don't like going?
Just because I didn't sleep well last night. And I'm not scared because I think the fact that it's been a month and no one has called me with like any results, things must be fine, right?
I think it's a logical way of thinking about it.
So I kind of want to cancel, take a nap. But the other thing I want to confess is I've done it before and the food subscription box.
Okay. So you want to confess about the food subscription box.
So they, you know, it's the one where they mail you the recipes, the food, HelloFresh.
Sure.
I've had it before and I would sign up. I would get the food. I'd never cook it. It would just sit in my fridge. We would throw it away. The other day, I signed up again because I thought I'm motivated. I'm going to make these items. And I told Steven, I said, don't be mad. I signed us up for HelloFresh again. And he said, you're not going to cook them. I said, yes, I will. I bet you I'm going to cook it all. Well, I cooked one meal so far out of the three they sent us. And it's not that I'm lazy and I don't want to cook.
Sounds like you're lazy and you don't want to cook.
I just don't think the recipes sound good now. I made us a stir fry. The other one that we have is some beef ramen and then a spicy chicken sandwich with
coleslaw.
Don't
you pick what you want them to send you? I thought that was the whole point, is you pick things.
Yeah, and you know what? 2 weeks ago, that sounded delicious.
Now it doesn't sound good.
And now that it's in my fridge, it doesn't sound good. So you know what I'm thinking? I just make it, because Steven's going to be at work, and I throw away half. And I put half in the fridge and say, I saved you your half.
There you go.
Is that terrible,
though? He would never know the difference.
He wouldn't.
I actually don't think that's a terrible idea.
It just doesn't sound good to me. Ugh.
A little wasteful. You could freeze half and, look, we had more.
I found more.
Found even more. That beef ramen made a lot of portions. And do you have yourself some sort of confession today?
Whenever people ask me, like, why don't you have a boyfriend? Because, you know, I'm like, not going to brag, but I'm good looking and stuff.
Okay.
And people are always wondering why I'm single. And basically, I just tell them I like being single. But honestly, I think I'm asexual. Like, I don't even want a physical relationship with someone. But there you have it. I don't know. It's easier to just tell people that you don't mind being single because they can understand that.
You know, otherwise, because I think if you made it sound like you were kind of looking for somebody or you gave them that explanation, people do tend to push and just assume everybody wants a relationship. Some people really just would prefer to be single.
That is true, because sometimes you'll tell, like, when you're single, I think your friends try setting up. Your family's always asking, oh, still single? So, yeah.
You must be sad.
You just got to tell them, like, I'm not interested in, right? Like, please, no, back up, leave me alone. I'm fine with the way things are.
Your confessions, dirty little secrets, air out that skeleton in your closet at 237. It's text 35270. Good morning.
I admit that I have an ugly baby.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm so wrong, but I feel so bad saying that. But me and my husband are both very attractive people. I don't know what went wrong.
I give it some time to kind of air out a little bit. I think all babies are kind of odd looking when they first come out of the oven, aren't they?
I'm going to say this, and I don't want anyone to get mad, but babies, fresh babies, look like aliens.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Is it a fresh baby?
If it's a fresh baby.
I don't know what to call it, a newborn. Is it a newborn?
You got to let the baby ripen a little bit.
Exactly.
Let the baby ripen a little bit, and I think it'll get where it needs to be.
I do think, yeah, it needs some time to develop their features.
Yeah. You just got one of those raw babies.
Fresh baby.
Yeah. Just freshly baked babies. Got to let it just... It's kind of like when you do take something out of the oven, you let it sit for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
you're in the sitting period.
That's exactly it.
Of infancy.
But I don't think you should think your baby's ugly, because that's not a good mindset to have. So try to get that out of your mind.
I would agree that is not a controversial statement you made. I don't think you should think your baby's ugly. I think that most people would agree with that statement.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think that's good. Your texted confessions as well. What are you seeing as far as that goes, Amy?
Someone said, I ate eight. That's an entire pack of ice cream sandwiches last night. I just bought them from the grocery store, took them home, ate the entire pack. Someone else said, I'm friends with someone not because I like them or care about them, but mostly because their problems in their life are just interesting to listen to. I feel terrible about it. Their life's a disaster, but I love hearing about it.
I think a shocking amount of people have that friend, your problem friend.
Yeah, I think I used to be that for some people.
Used to be. I used to be. Your confessions, 237, it's text 35270, tweet, snap, at 194 Playhouse, 8:21 in the morning with Charlie Puth. Attention. It's 194, the number one hit music station.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name.
Good morning, Playhouse in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station, Zero, Amy K. And in the middle of your confessions at 237, it's and a whole mess of them getting texted as well to 35270.
Yeah, someone said, Confession Wednesday, I own a business and I do confess on behalf of all of us local business owners. We absolutely love our customers, but sometimes, because we get so busy, we blow inquiring customers off by accident. It's not that we don't answer your calls. It's that we have two on hold already. We have already tried hiring more people to answer the phones, but answering Facebook messages, phones, and dealing with people in person, keeping up with email complaints, but there's no one to hire. We struggle. Please give your local business owners some slack. This year has been a roller coaster for us. I think even for that, though, I agree. Even in the restaurant industry and bars and everything, I think so many places are having issues hiring people that you just got to kind of take a step back, remind yourself everywhere is short staff, and give some extra patience.
Take a chill pill.
Take a chill pill, exactly.
Take a chill pill, man. Your confession.
That I used to steal grapes from the grocery store whenever we would go.
Used to? You never catch yourself doing it anymore?
No, because I got caught. It was terrifying.
You're a hardened criminal stealing all them grapes.
That's true. Yeah, I've got a record.
Your confessions. 237, it's Texas real quick. 35270 for the Playhouse. Confessions, Playhouse, 194, 237, it's text 35270. Your confession today.
I stole money from my mom.
Was this recent or like as a child?
As a child.
Was it just like you're grabbing money out of the purse or was there a gun involved?
No, like frequently I would steal money from out of the purse.
Gotcha. So as a kid, you were just kind of always stealing stuff from mom's purse and whatever. And do you confess that as an adult, do you think?
Absolutely not. No, that's your younger years, never bring it up again.
So that's just it's a forever secret in your mind?
I think so. I think it's too late past the time.
So it would be like weird to bring up now?
It would be weird. And then what are you going to say? Yeah, I was stealing a couple bucks from you so I could go buy stuff.
Sorry, Mom, I'm a bit of a thief.
Yeah.
Don't bring that up at all. Any other texted confessions?
Yeah, someone said, I'm terrified to finish law school. I would rather just stay in school. I don't want to have to look for a real job. At least I have another year. Someone else said, I've been wearing the same jeans for the last 2 weeks. And someone said, I have a crush on my realtor. I'm single. He's single. And now that basically everything is done on the new house that I'm buying, I feel like I should ask him out for a drink to celebrate.
Why not?
I think if you guys are both single, you could. And you could say, like, thanks for helping me with my buying process. Want to go grab a drink? And then you could see, is he interested or is he not?
Worst thing that happens is he says no.
That's true.
The worst thing that happens. So we do want to slide in. We have Censored Lyrics today ready to go. So Censored Lyrics, Celebrity Sizzler, and gosh, about 19 minutes away from your next chance to pick your purse at 8:50. It's Stay, Killaroy Bieber. I do the same.